Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch.
Bro, I'm just safe side, bro.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant about getting...
What, you don't like?
No.
You don't like smoke, dude?
No, I got an interview eventually. Soon.
Oh, you think you're going to get secondhand fucked up?
I just don't want to take a chance.
Hey, I don't blame you.
It's like a $10 raise I could potentially get, so I was like, I'm not going to risk that.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're about to be rich, huh?
No.
No? What do you mean, dude? You're not fooling me, dog.
What do you consider rich?
Hey, see, the pause means see?
No, what do you consider rich? Because I think everyone has a different perspective.
I mean, I guess, if you want to get technical with it, but we both know. You're about to be rich, though.
No, not by any means, though. I think I'll have, like, a job I could potentially retire with, which is what I want.
Oh, fuck yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Looking for jobs sucks.
Yeah, but I also don't want to fucking work till I'm 60. I want to retire at like 45.
Hell yeah. Go on vacation for 10, 15 years.
Hey, yo, everybody's going to be like, Smoke's voice changed.
Oh, yeah. Who is that? What the fuck?
I guarantee this motherfucker's recording right
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah,
I'm,
no, I figured.
Okay. I'm a minute and 20 in. I need to be more sneaky about it. I wish I could turn the
BPM
off.
Well, should we do like a announcement as to what's going on or what's
fuck
going
that dude the audience knows the my audience knows what's up, dude.
I feel like that's a slap in the face of the audience.
I think I'm calling them smart. You're all the ones that are slapping them in the face, dude.
No,
you're saying they don't understand.
Motherfucker, who's y'all?
No,
my bad,
sorry.
Darren.
You know what, you may be correct, but as far as I see it, when it comes to consuming media, I want to know what I'm going to consume before I do it.
That makes sense.
My thing is I'd like to introduce our
Smoking Whiskey fans.
What's up?
We got a fucking guest, dog. What's up, y'all? It's been a minute. We got our second guest of the podcast. It's Darren Hunter. The mustache himself, dog.
The
he's here.
Mustache, man.
It's sexy as shit. I'm real jealous about it.
Who wants the mustache ride?
Oh, shit.
Say hi to everybody, Darren.
Hello. What's up? Okay. Moving on.
Immediately sounds foreign.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh,
don't put me on the spot, dude. Just fucking.
It's okay, dude.
Go with it.
The spot's where it's at.
We'll do what the fuck we want to do with our own fucking podcast, okay?
Yeah, Darren. How about you
what
fucking watch
about?
Your mouth, dude? Huh?
What are we talking
we're
about?
Talking about Wingstop, dog. We just fuck some Wingstop up.
We?
Yes, dog, we. Don't lie to me, bro. You couldn't sit down just like me. We were standing up at the counter just
devouring
wings down.
Darren said he's vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
No, I ate the shit out of him.
Dude, meat's what's up.
That Vada ranch.
The largest ranch of all time.
I love how he almost said I'd eat the shit out of some meat, but he stopped himself.
I would never have said gobble down some meat.
You'll never catch me saying some dumb shit like
Who
that.
Who has the best ranch in y'all's opinion? It's a pretty
ranch
big fucking
ranch.
Deal.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
Homemade ranch. You gotta get that Hidden Valley, you gotta get that dusty powder in that pack. And you mix
y'all
it up.
Y'all are terrible.
And then
everybody who's listening is mad at y'all.
Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you right now.
If you have an opinion
ranch
about
is a
ranch,
big
go fuck yourself.
Ranch is a big deal, dog. You tell me like Popeye's ranch versus like Saltgrass ranch versus like Hidden Valley salad dressing.
I don't give a shit. It's ranch.
That's crazy to me. I get it to a certain extent. Like it all tastes similar, but there is a big difference between ranches.
What's your favorite dressing?
If you're making a salad, what do you put on there? You just ranch all the way or what?
Yeah. It depends on the salad.
Like depends on the salad, dude.
What gets you going?
Yeah, what gets you going?
I'm really not a salad guy. Yeah. Whatever compliments the salad,
good.
Right?
So
I guess. I mean, y'all like goat cheese, dude? Because I've had salad with the goat cheese, like the little fucking shitty little pebbles that taste
like
mold.
I don't like tasting foot, dude.
Yeah, I see. Thank you.
Because I'll fuck with cheese, but as soon as it starts tasting like foot, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who made that up, dude? The whole mold situation? Like, hey, let's put this cheese outside for a couple months. It's going to taste better.
Some solid protein, though.
Fuck no, dude.
Look, it works to an extent. But again, there's a cutoff. It's like foot, nah. Nah.
Foot, dog. That's a good explanation.
So there's plenty of people who like will write off dairy completely, and they're not even, you know, lactose intolerant.
That's well,
like,
if
especially milk. And milk, for some reason, like I know a like there's a few famous people that they swear by never drinking milk. Mm. And like me, I couldn't imagine living without it.
I never drink milk.
I think maybe it has a lot to go off with your genetics. Mm. You know what I mean?
I guess because I know everybody likes certain things, not only because of their taste buds and everything, but like what their body literally needs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the essentials that their body needs. Some people may need more meat or veggies or whatever.
Have you ever like just literally craved something? Like almost like, okay, I'm going to compare it to, you know, when you wake up really fucking dehydrated and you drink that bottle of water, you can feel
it's
that
the greatest
fucking
thing you've
bottle
ever had.
Of water. Hell, you can feel it all the way down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've craved something that bad.
Like you ever like had like a, where you craved a certain...
Yeah, pussy.
Food because you needed a certain, your
great,
body needed a certain
great
vitamin.
Pussy.
Or, you know what I mean? You don't even know, bro.
Yeah, that pussy.
Yeah. No, I get you, man. I get you.
What is that?
How bad I cra-
What's that?
Pussy? You know what that is?
Wait, are you talking about that?
Talking about that Arby's roast beef.
Yeah, hell no. Nah. When it hangs down like
no, it's a problem if it's beef and cheddar. It's beef and cheddar. That's a problem.
And cheddar.
Hell
we just talked about.
We were just talking about goat cheese, dog. Oh, you thought we were talking about salad cheese.
Don't group cheddar with goat cheese.
Hell no.
Cheddar
is the way to go, usually.
I'm going to get that.
Ricotta. What about ricotta? Ricotta.
I'm a Munster and Gouda fan.
Munster's pretty good.
Wait, it's Munster.
Munster.
I knew he was
Munster.
I can tell by his mustache.
Excuse me. He twirls his fucking mustache a little
bit. I don't know
bit.
If that's the technical
it's Munster.
I know how that's spelled, and that's how
looked,
I think about it.
He looked fucking...
You look like a cheese connoisseur.
He looked fucking... You look like a European.
Yeah, you look like you've studied wine and cheese for the last fucking 6 years.
Dude, so when I grew up, my family told me, on my father's side, that I was like Native American, and I was like, okay, whatever, sure, all right. And then I did like the 23andMe thing,
right?
And I'm like 99.8% European.
European,
so
just
I'm
makes
white
so
as
much,
fuck.
So white, so white. Bro.
And I was just like,
but you almost have this Italian look, you know what I mean? Almost Spanish Italian look, kind of.
It's it just like, the mustache, I think.
Yeah.
Probably,
it's very,
probably.
It brings out the Spaniard in you.
Yeah.
It was like, no, it was like all British. British and
yeah.
Yeah.
European makes sense.
Yeah.
So
Cockney.
I was honestly kind of sad when I got the results, too. Cause it's like,
you wanted to be flavorful?
Yeah.
You wanted to be seasoned up, dog?
My
you can't
is,
all be seasoned up. It's okay.
My thing is, there was a point in time when that many people just wanted to just sleep with other white people. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
it's
nobody,
so frustrating.
Like, nobody had a, like a... You know,
well, I feel
so
like,
much European heritage that's just... You know, like, they didn't branch out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it was so frowned upon to, like, mix it up back in the day.
Here it was, too, but they were still messing around with the slaves.
You know,
and I
will say, it's actually pretty impressive that, like... I mean, how many generations is it now that I'm still, like... That fucking white.
That
yeah,
white. You're kind of rare at this point, to be honest.
You're like,
you're not a mutt. You're purebred,
dog. Eventually, it's gonna be like
you're
a
almost
fucking,
Hitler's right hand man.
Oh, dude.
There, but it's like so. I don't know a lot about like genealogy and shit like that. But like, I believe like 0.2% African. But apparently, like everything derives from Africa.
Yeah, supposedly.
So,
yeah. If they're
so,
going like whatever the system they use, they believe that. It was like Pangea, you know, so everything's technically from Africa.
Well, I mean, at this point, they can literally, I mean, with these different... So I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts and shit. And
true crime?
A lot of the...
True crime?
True crime.
That's
yeah,
what I
yeah.
thought you said.
Chew crime. Yeah. Like if you're chewing like a certain, you know...
Crime?
Dude, I wish we had video so we can just fucking stare at each other for like 10 seconds, bro. All right, go ahead, Chase. My fault.
Yes, sorry,
true
Chase.
Crime? True crime podcast?
So they'll talk about DNA testing.
Hey, but also...
And now
I'm just
genealogy and all that good stuff. No,
right.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, I understand that. I've heard him.
So it'll
fuck
it,
out of here.
I've taken interest in it. And
they've
actually been able to. They can go back on these family trees, generations.
Yeah.
So they're actually able to create this roadmap, so to speak, of genealogy, and mix it with other science, or not other science, but you know, from archaeological. What's the word?
Archaeological.
There you go.
Yeah.
Findings.
That's it.
And then just pairing that different stuff and be able to create this roadmap and show like civilization starting, you know, near Babylon or near, you know, Egypt and
Pangea,
North Africa.
Yo, they got that shit figured out, man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is really cool. The whole, I don't know, the whole carbon dating thing. That's what that reminds me of. Is it's such a shot in the dark to me. Because I mean, it's for real, because I don't understand, like, no matter how down pack you have the science, the whole like, oh, let's get a little tiny element and we can figure out that this is like billions of years old. Yeah. That's a little bunch of a stretch for me.
Remember how I told you earlier that I have a specific family member that's very like conspiracy oriented?
Yeah, conspiracy.
So, oh, I love those people.
Okay.
They're well, interesting to talk to, I guess.
Very different opinions on that. No, but so entertaining. When I told them I was doing the 23andMe,
yeah,
they told me that
they're storing your blood, dude.
Yeah, and that they're looking for a specific blood, and they're gonna, if you have that specific blood, we'll never hear from you again. They're gonna snatch you up and you're done for.
Yeah, die of old age at like fucking, how old are you, 45?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Y'all are pretty good. Both of y'all like really enjoyed black and white TV when y'all younger. That's why y'all have a common ground now. I think y'all can get along
really well. I experienced it.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm almost 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's called a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when people say things that are very, very obviously not true, but you go along with it because
they
it's
don't
a joke.
Know me, dude. They don't know that's not true. I can visually see it on your face.
Doesn't matter. My audience knows what's up, dude.
I'm sorry. I was just adding on to the bit.
Oh.
I hate you just a little bit.
Yeah, dude. Y'all, we drinking y'all's White Claw together? It's adorable, dog. And it's the same flavor? Wait, no, it's not.
Like you crush your fucking White Claws when you
I do. I have to crush my cans.
You don't finish your White Claws.
Yeah, what a loser.
We've already went over this on the podcast.
Have we really? Yeah, because you were talking about the hangover. That's where I learned it.
Yeah.
But I have to crush my cans, bro. It's something... I think it's because I would always like...
frat boy.
No, it's not even that. I think it's because I would always go to reach for it, being like, oh, I'm going to... Because I'm a social drinker, obviously.
You look like a fucking frat boy.
I do. But so do you. You showed up in a Salt Life t-shirt.
Bro, if both of you were like...
And cargo shorts.
If both of y'all came to me like...
I don't wear cargo shorts, for one.
Khaki shorts, my bad.
Y'all were both like, come join this frat. I'd be like, I knew it.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense, those two, you know? I would run the shit out of a frat, dog.
You look at
I'm chubby.
I'm down.
I'm chubby. Down. I can drink a lot. Those I'm funny-ish.
I'm not going to argue that. That's fine.
Yeah, I feel like I run a frat pretty well. Yeah.
Me? I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be at least in there.
Yeah, you'd be in my frat.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Y'all be in the inner circle, dude. Y'all are cool.
You know.
We would all haze just a little. I don't do radical hazing. It's a little much.
Yeah, I couldn't do
hazing. I never got the whole, like, wear a diaper and fucking, like, run through the fucking Capitol building or some stupid shit.
Oh, so we were talking about this earlier. If I kicked you on your person, would you consider that a hit?
If you kicked me.
Yeah.
That's a different question. You worded it differently.
What do you mean in a hit?
If I injured you with my foot?
Yes.
Would you consider that I hit you with my foot?
Yeah, you fucking struck me.
Yeah, okay. All right.
See? Okay, so I think he has a similar standpoint because he's a little more into fighting than, like, you are. Okay. You never talked about UFC or boxing or anything like that, so I figured you never really...
I'm a little closeted UFC fan. You didn't know. That's fine. I don't like sharing that.
I wish you had talked to me about it. But, no, he like, brought it up to me like that. He was like, hey, we were playing chess and we were drinking and shit, and he was like, hey, just out of nowhere. If I kick you, do you consider it a hit? And I was like, huh? He was like, if I were to kick you, shit.
Would you say yes or no to that? That question.
If I were to kick you, Chase, would you consider it, like, you? Would you say that I hit you?
Would I say that, but I use those words? No. I would say, you fucking kicked me. Why'd you kick me? But
okay, so we're on the same page, Chase. Darren said that it doesn't matter. Any kind of strike.
No, I mean, you are still hitting. But
that's what I said.
Say,
yeah.
You wouldn't use the words.
We're on the same page. That's what I said. Okay, I was like, dude, look, technically it is categorized as a hit. It is a strike. But nobody has ever been kicked and then gone across the street and been like, hey, that person hit me.
Right, because nobody's ever said that. A better word for being hit by a foot than... hit by a foot.
Right.
You could just say kicked by a foot.
Yeah.
Just kicked.
So, yes, it is a hit, but nobody would ever say that. Nobody, like, it's categorized as a hit, yeah.
But, like, if I hit you with my fist, which is the same situation,
right?
But you're going to say punched.
I love how we're all a bunch of little kids disguised as grown men.
I would have to say hit.
And that fucking scares me.
What, kids disguised as men?
90% of guys are all a bunch of little,
of course,
little
dude,
boys
dudes don't
disguised
grow up.
As grown men.
Dudes don't grow up. They just hide the fact that they're
older.
We
fly airplanes, fight wars,
yeah,
like, do construction. even
and depending on what country you're in, kids do that
like,
shit too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I think a good example is that is like after you get out of high school and you see all the people you grew up, all y'all are kids.
Oh yeah, when you
and
see
then
them
you
as
see
as
them
grown
doing
ups,
adult shit, and you're like, well, I know you.
Yeah, like no
I know
way,
you.
Bro.
I went to high school with plenty of people who are teachers at my kids' schools now. And
that's
I'm like,
crazy.
Yes, and I'm like,
are your little
what
fuck
are you
boyfriends oh, teaching your children? It's so weird, dude.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to accept that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
New school.
Knowing that, like, my friend Andrew, like, the audience has heard Andrew. Like, if, like, Andrew became a teacher, which I'm sure he could, it'd be so weird to me to be like, that's who's teaching you, bro?
Yeah.
That fucker that I, like, played basketball with and drank all the time with.
Who won when y'all played basketball?
Who?
No, I'm asking you.
No, like, me and who?
Oh, Andrew.
Andrew?
Yeah, you said you played
basketball. We're somewhat even. I am better in one-on-one standpoint. He's better in a full-court standpoint because he has more stamina.
I need confirmation on that with Andrew.
No, he'll tell you. We have a contract. Meg Carball signed the contract. It's a contract that we made in high school, and it was a one-on-one contract. He'll tell you. He'll admit it.
Oh, shit.
But we played, I think, like 300 games, and I won like 200-something of them.
Fuck.
Just
y'all,
because
y'all played
I
300 games? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
are you
dude, we
psychopath?
Played every day, bro. We played every day.
Not at one time.
Well, I know. I'm not
yeah,
consecutive 300 fucking games. I know that.
Yeah, we didn't play 300 back-to-back.
I was just trying to help.
I would imagine like
don't,
over like a few
don't think
months.
We played 300 back-to-back, Darren. We didn't do that.
Jesus, okay.
Darren. Who
thanks, for the,
that, Darren?
Thanks for the heads
Jesus,
up.
Jesus, Darren.
So,
no, but we did. And
so
I think I won 200
period of time that like a 2 years, 3 months?
Yeah, so it was, I think it was throughout high school. We met freshman or sophomore year, and then senior year was when the contract was supposed to be.
Who was tallying that up?
Both of us. We're respectable people. Oh, like, we're not going to lie. We're both competitive.
Right.
Same thing with Chase. Like, we wouldn't lie. Like, he'll tell you. I've beaten him.
Yeah.
I've beaten him in a lot of things right now, and he's beat me in one or two things. I'll fucking... We'll talk about
this
stuff.
What did he beat you in?
Yeah.
I don't remember. What was it? You beat me in one or two things of something.
I,
being better looking. Good job, man.
Yeah.
Hell
that,
yeah.
That's true. Okay. Yeah.
And
don't
then
leave me hanging, dude.
Mag... Oh, never. I would never leave you hanging, brother.
What was it?
And then, Mad Gab. That
Mad Gab,
yes.
Yeah, he killed me in Mad Gab.
What is Mad Gab?
Mad Gab's, it's like, you sound like you're drunk when you're reading the card, but it really is supposed to mean something else.
Dude,
it's like scrambled up words.
He has this fucking, like, he has this luck that I used to have when I was his fucking age. Like, I was up, like, 3 touchdowns on him on Madden. Like, and just, like, one thing after another happens, after another, and just within the last
just
fucking
good,
quarter,
man.
You know?
I can't
yeah.
help but
no.
win. It's almost not fun anymore.
Listen. It's gonna one day it'll stop, and it's gonna be a rude fuck. I can just I've lived it.
You'll have your day as well.
He'll have
saying.
That Tiger Woods syndrome happen.
Oh yeah, yeah. If I get yeah. too good, and then I forget yeah. how to play.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's banging 18 chicks
again. No, Darren's the dude I play in fucking chess. I was talking about that. He like how I play with you. How you're like, oh, I was always on the defense. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Darren's pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna.
We had some real
gonna,
good games
gonna,
a second
we're,
ago.
I'm gonna sign up for that.
What the chess.com show. Yeah, we'll have games.
Not a sponsor,
if
but
there
we'll
any
put it out
there. If
there
are chess players listening to this, I'm not good at all. My rating's probably like 8.
The fact that he's saying a rating
yeah, he was,
should tell you he's good.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's bad.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows us bad.
It's like
not
a golfer who knows their handicap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not good at golf.
I'll
my
shoot
hand,
like fucking
my,
7
my,
under.
You know, what?
Fuck out of here. Darren's good at chess, dude.
You play
nah,
golf?
Man.
He told me before the podcast he would bet anybody that's listening $150 that he could beat them in chess.
I ain't got that kind of money,
dude. Dude, don't lie to me, bro. He told me that before the podcast. He's trying to act nervous now, but what's your username or whatever? So you can
oh, I ain't doing that.
Do that gamble.
No.
What?
No. We're keeping that
anyway.
On the DL. Yeah, I ain't trying to.
You ever play golf?
So Darren's your first name? Darren's your first name?
Yes.
What's your last?
Hunter,
dude.
Oh. So look him up on chess.com.
Like, oh, wow. Darren, yeah, just type in Darren Hunter. Challenge all of them.
That ain't happening. That's not
or happening. Facebook, Instagram,
I'm
DM.
Not, I'm not
challenge.
A psychopath.
Sloshy Sloth or some shit like that.
I'm
Darren
not a
Hunter.
Psychopath. I don't use my actual name.
Check out that
who does
mustache.
That, dude?
Check out that. You didn't get
mustache is cute.
You need to get
hey,
followers, bro.
We're going to post you on the Instagram.
You need.
I hope you understand that.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure. Yeah, he's going on.
We have 9 followers.
And your mustache. Your mustache should have its own fucking Instagram, bro.
Wow, that's funny as shit.
It should. Like you should do it for your like and
you know
just
what's
keep
crazy
it going,
is
dude.
That
it's gorgeous.
So recently, I've been going out, you know, in public as you do, right?
As one does, yeah.
And people have been asking me, "Is that real?"
Wow.
And
like,
I
party
don't
city.
Know how to answer that because, like, In what fucking situation am I just putting on a fake mustache just to go out in public?
It's one of two.
You can commit a crime.
Why are you just wearing a mustache?
Because, like, how do I answer that? Yes.
I was about to say, I honestly would just say no.
I do. No, every time I said, no, it's not real.
I go, nope, it's fake. And then, I'm wearing a fake mustache right now. That's what I'd say.
As soon as I say that, it's the same kind of person where, like, I don't want to have a conversation with them. I'm just like, yeah, no, it's real. And I just kind of want to move on.
Right. That makes sense. Because if you say no, then they're like, wait, why are you wearing that?
Because what kind of fucking idiot asked that question?
That's what, what's his name? The Tennessee kid, comedian. The clean comedian. Kind of clean.
Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, he does that. He talks about on a podcast site. Or no, somebody described him as a comedian telling them this. And he was like, Nate Bargatze just answers, he answers dumb questions with dumb answers. And that's why I would be like, yeah, it's fake mustache.
Yeah.
It's fake, dude.
Yeah, I answer that initially, and then, yeah, just like, ah, this might be funny. But again, it's like,
same
the
time
person
like,
that's asking me, there's not even like a, it's not even
worth a conversation.
I would fucking, like, what would you do if someone pulled on that motherfucker?
I'll just tell
I would honestly just try to remove myself from that situation.
They'd be like, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'd immediately be uncomfortable.
If you, if you touch my beard with your fucking gunshot residue and fecal matter hands, I swear to God.
Gunshot residue, dog?
We're in Texas.
That's true.
And everyone wipes their ass, so you're full of gunshot residue and fecal matter.
Ooh, my toes pop. Hey, y'all know about, like, fecal matter's everywhere, right? Like, when you flush, shit just, like, poops into the air.
You basically should keep your fucking...
The scientists got y'all, didn't
you
they?
Should,
they got y'all.
I actually don't know. I was told that, so...
I don't fucking know either.
Who knows, you know?
Dude,
wouldn't be surprising.
You should keep your toothbrush in a fucking Ziploc bag in a fireproof safe in your car, probably. Your car probably holds all kinds of shit because you're outside.
But if that's the mentality, if there's shit everywhere and you're constantly inhaling,
in that case,
it,
I think the only way to be germ free to be is to be a NASA astronaut.
It'd be like in space in like a vacuum sealed
straight up that's
ship.
The only way.
At that point, dude, I'm okay. That's fine.
Oh yeah, I don't give.
But
a
you know
I've
what?
Never
you know
cared
what? Then the
germs,
universe gives back, and then you have to worry about being in zero gravity for however long, and then you come back and you're a weak
fuck. It's pretty crazy that it fucks with your muscles, huh?
I just love how the universe has balance.
Yeah.
It does, dude. It doesn't matter. It's always give and take, dude.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's always give and take.
Give and take.
100%.
No, I do think it's fascinating how when people go out in space, they have issues coming back.
Yeah
their muscles and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would do it. I don't give a shit. I've beat my body up worse for 6 months. I can do some space time.
It's kind of bullshit, to be honest, because I feel like our body should be able to adapt a lot better for us to be claiming we're the apex predator and everything.
Well, it's supposed to be like...
Real talk.
Longer term, right? Like, I think... I forget what I watched it on, but it was basically talking about, like, if we lived in, like... vacuum of space for like long periods of time,
we
would just
be able to
get
adapt.
Super fucking long. Like
that's
we would be very
out.
Like yeah.
It's weird.
There's no.
And then like if we were living in like a more gravity dense situation,
we'd be shorter.
Dude,
we'd be like shorter and stockier.
I know you guys remember that movie WALL-E.
We talked about it earlier today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was singing
That's actually pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I love
that fucking movie.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. It's underrated as far as Disney goes.
It is. WALL-E.
WALL-E.
You know, this is an unrated.
It's beautiful, dog.
Or underrated Disney movie.
What?
Emperor's New Groove. Top tier.
Best.
That's like the old school Disney.
I like Mulan.
Mulan's
good.
Mulan's
whole
good.
Story is.
Yeah.
Fucking gorgeous.
I'm trying to think of ones that like
I was, almost, it's like a regurgitation.
The most beautiful
like
flower
took a
is the one that blooms in adversity.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel like there's been like 400 movies, but
yeah. But like Emperor's New Groove, how many talking llamas are there?
I think Space Jam should have been a fucking Disney movie.
You know they're remaking that, right?
They already did.
I'm not
well,
gonna watch
it's
it.
It's like
that's,
coming out.
I was in sixth
grade. I thought they
already
did. I thought people have seen it.
Check it out. I was in sixth or seventh grade when Space Jam came out. Okay.
Right. I was like a fucking toddler.
You weren't born yet.
I don't think you should revive.
No, I meant when
like
I saw
that.
It. My bad. Oh, not when it came out.
I think Space Jam is good, and it was good for multiple reasons, but you don't need to revive it.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
care what they
no.
do.
Classic
no,
shouldn't have a sequel.
Yeah. It's the same thing with like horror movies. You never watch a sequel.
Yeah, it's usually not the best. The only exceptions are Insidious.
What about It?
And Sinister. Yeah. They
Well, that's a part two. Good. That's different. It was that's good. Like finishing a story. I would say
no, that. No, the first one wasn't. The first one wasn't. Did they?
Yeah, they were both, the same kids.
Both of them are like it takes place as like first it's the kids, right, and then it's adults. Yeah.
Yeah, the series like that are modern, the one and two, are them as adults.
They were pretty solid though.
They were good. Yeah, they were good.
So with it for me, it was like when you're dealing with this crazy fucking creepy ass alien clown thing as children, it's the scariest shit in the world. But like once they're like fully grown adults and they can buy guns, it's like is it
punch
this scary?
In the mouth.
Well, the thing is like you got to think about it. So they probably fucking have PTSD from hell. Traumatized.
That's true. Yeah. Traumatized. And kids.
And Pennywise is known for adapting to play on your greatest fear.
Because he's a demon. He's not.
You know
a,
what I mean, well, he's from fucking space. He's a fucking alien.
He's an alien.
Yeah, yeah, that motherfucker from Krypton or some shit.
No, he's an alien fucker.
Oh,
no, yeah, he's fucking alien. He, like a comet comes by the Earth, correct?
Yeah, comment. I don't care about
like he shows up somebody. It's almost
I don't
like
care, man. Look at me, I'm cool. I just kind of know stuff.
You don't care, yeah.
Man, tell us, dude. We know by your mustache. You know where it came from. Okay?
How many push-ups can you do?
I can do a lot. I say a lot. What's a lot to you? Sorry.
Me?
Yeah.
Like.
Bitch, you better not lie.
Like 11?
Probably not.
I can do 11 easy. Like no sweat. No sweat.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I'll
do push-ups.
I don't like this.
Right. Fucking now.
What, dude? Let's count them out.
It's so
loud. Okay, moving on.
We'll fucking put the mic down there.
I'm too heavy for push-ups, bro. Any body workouts, anytime I've been heavy as fuck, which is 99% of my life, it's so tough for me. It's too much,
dude. The only way to get better at push-ups is fucking doing push-ups. Pull-ups.
The only way to get better at pull-ups is to not be heavy.
I've seen motherfuckers be able to bench press like big ass weight and can't do 10
because they're heavy
as
shit.
No, Brian's got a point. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, because if you can't handle
your
own body weight.
But it's also the motion is, but they can press the fucking body weight. They can press 10 times their body fucking weight on a bench press. But it's the movement. It's not the weight. It's the movement.
It's both.
It is the weight, but I understand what you're saying. It is both. Yeah. When you're not used to the movement, it does make it harder. Like you're saying, people can bench press.
If you don't practice push-ups, you're not going to be good at push-ups. It doesn't matter if you have like me, I'm very lightweight. I can easily do push-ups even if I don't practice because like I'm not pushing a lot of weight.
Right.
But I mean, I don't practice push-ups, so if I did, I'd learn how to do better form and I'd be just better at it.
Yeah, my body would be used to it.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird how your body works like that in your muscles because like I used to play basketball literally 8 hours a day. I could play all day long. And then when I first started getting into jiu-jitsu, like my stamina was great, and then I would do jiu-jitsu, and I could do that for like 30 minutes. I would be exhausted.
Yeah.
Because your body's not used to it.
Yeah.
It's so strange. There's so many fucking muscles in your fucking body that anytime you do anything that's not exactly what you're used to, your body's like, it just gets tired.
There is 42 muscles alone in your back.
There's like 50 something in your face or some shit, right? There's so many muscles.
Like what?
Muscles
what
are overrated.
When it comes
dude,
to
fuck them muscles, though.
Go ahead.
Fuck them muscles. we literally couldn't do shit without them.
Yeah, no shit.
That's the joke, yeah.
So, all right. So, we had a question one time on one of the episodes. What's your favorite movie? All right. We're going to make this a regular.
Okay, movie.
Our guest.
Top three or top five?
We can do. We did. We're going to do top three from now
on. Top three, okay.
Top three.
Give us.
Initiation question.
Top three, yeah. It kind of like
my very top movie without like even fucking a second thought.
Really?
Nice. You have one. That's
1408.
What? I love John Cusack.
Yeah. He's an underrated actor, I think.
Fuck yeah, he is. Yeah. Hell yeah, he is.
And that movie is like super good.
I thought he was also great in 2012.
What's it about?
I don't give a shit how
like about so it. It's like he's basically like in purgatory and like it deals with like Dante's Inferno. Like
of course.
It's cool. It's such a good movie and like
dude, the fact that you actually got to all that.
Well, I liked the movie and I was like, let me fucking deep dive into this shit.
Oh, you gotta research the good ones, man. Of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm not gonna say it's my favorite,
like,
but I don't
the different
fucking
levels
know shit about
that he
it.
Goes through.
Yeah, yeah. It's really crazy, like, cause, you know, my first time watching, I didn't pick up on any of that shit, right? Because I was a kid when it came out. But like, after like rewatching it and understanding what the point of the plot is, it's right. really fucking in depth. And then like, yeah, just watching like someone go through their struggles is it's like,
yeah,
it's really cool, especially from like a horror perspective. Like
his, losing his daughter.
Yeah, and, well, yeah, dude.
Dude, in that point where he like. He comes to and he thinks he's okay.
And he's still
dude,
in
that fucking part fucked me up.
How do you
he
continue?
He thinks that he's okay. And
how do you continue from that point? You know what
oh
I mean?
My god! And then he's break down the wall in the post office right there.
Yeah,
that's fucking intense.
That's a good ass movie, man.
Hell yeah!
That's like number one for me for sure.
Dude, I like that. I like
a close
that
second.
Oh,
fuck, I don't even know. Everything else is just like. Doesn't matter at that point.
Right. So what styles you? I mean, like,
I'm a horror.
What sticks
like,
out
fan.
In your head?
Thank
like,
you,
know
bro.
I mean?
I love
like,
horror movies.
What's okay? So here's a better question.
Yeah.
What movie can come through, or you flipping through the TV if you know?
No matter what you're watching
day,
it,
whatever flipping, and then you can't. You gotta watch
Ace Ventura.
You know, it doesn't matter if it like pops up halfway
wait,
through.
Like
Ace Ventura,
like,
straight up.
A you know rewatch? I mean? Is that what you're asking?
What's that?
Like you're
watching
like
it's a rewatch. You've seen it already. And like you,
as in, if it comes up
comes
on your guide,
it
you're
comes
watching
on TV.
Shit.
Like you flip through and you start watching.
Emperor's New Groove, solid. Some of the Disney ones.
Yeah,
mine's
yeah,
Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
I love Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is one of the greatest actors of all time.
Yeah,
greatest comedic actors.
Dude,
time.
He's a genius.
He's incredible.
And he's on another level right now.
Yeah,
he's on another level as far as like.
Wait, right now? I haven't seen.
No. I'm talking about like off camera. His, I wouldn't even call it spiritualism. His. The dude is woke.
He's somewhere. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he definitely thinks differently than everybody else.
Dude, I think there's something. So okay, new subject here. Everyone, you guys have caught up on the whole, or noticing how people are the Illuminati talk and the way that Jim Carrey talks and the way they're talking about people are doing this and doing that. And
yeah,
things, everything's not as you the way that you that it seems.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about on an Epstein level. That's a whole other fucking, just a human, you know, just bad people level. I'm
you mean
talking,
like on like a deep, dark secret?
Yes.
Cult
you
shit?
Know what I mean?
Yeah. I got a buddy who made a really good point, and it's really easy to like think that there's like someone, some big puppeteer.
Right.
Like controlling everything or like.
Right.
I think one person's
not
enough.
It helps it make sense, right?
There's too much going on.
Yeah, well, it's too convenient.
Right.
I think the world's way more random than you'd like it to be. And it's like
oh, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Why like we were talking about this earlier, but like conspiracies, I hate them.
Yeah.
We mentioned like it's I hate them because like yeah, it's interesting to like consider them and be like, that's an interesting thought.
9/11 conspiracies are the worst.
It's an entertaining thing to talk about, but for the most part, people who are like all into conspiracy theories like whoever like if I hear one I love it it's I'm all into them usually a little crazy some of them are a little convincing just because it's an entertaining theory but there's usually nothing backing it
and that's the problem it's a theory until proven true and
of course.
Like when you take a conspiracy and you end up being that person that's your truth it's like you have just faith in all of these
that means you're uninteresting. That's what that means. That you need something to believe in to make you interesting.
Yeah, because like,
aside from
those people aren't like the ones digging up all these truths. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, I found this interesting shit on the internet, and I think it's fucking facts. And I'm like, well, you're an idiot. Okay, cool. Moving on.
What are the seven rings of hell again? We're talking. I remember somebody talking about Dante's Inferno. Are y'all 1480?
Yeah, it's.
1408.
How about this? Hold on. I'm going to go get a drink. And for everyone that I'm not going to do you because you have a religious aspect. You might know more of them. I want him to do it first. So, Darren, if you can. Don't look him up yet.
No,
bitch.
I have to look him up.
Don't look him up yet.
I don't know.
No. Don't do it yet, you fuck. Give me a second. Let me get a drink. For everyone that you can name, it doesn't have to be in order. For everyone that you can name, I'll get you one.
I'm gonna take a big ass go. I know a couple of them, but not a lot.
It's like. Are you talking about like the seven deadly sins?
Seven levels of hell. No, it's
seven
deadly sins.
Seven levels of hell is
sin,
a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
no, I know what you're talking about. I don't.
But
I don't
there's
know
not. They're fucking. No, no one can guess that shit. What the fuck? We're not.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's lame, dude. I know one's gluttony. I know one's lust.
No, that's the seven deadly
sins. That's
the
seven deadly
sins. That's
like sloth.
They're
talking about.
Yeah, but they're also named that for the levels of hell. Yeah,
is it the same?
Yeah. There, some of them are different. Some of them are like some old school words, like hearsay, hearsay, or whatever the fuck.
Heresy?
Yeah, heresy, shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I know one's lust, one's gluttony, one's like betrayal or like, what do they call? Oh, my bad, my bad.
A wrath.
Shit like that, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I would have taken
but that's, I'm pretty sure that's seven deadly sins.
No, it's not. Some of them are the same. I know lust and gluttony is.
I'm going to tell you.
But they're also, just look them up.
Okay. Covetousness. Okay, fuck.
Coveting. You're coveting?
Yeah, coveting.
Yeah. Covetousness is the term.
Whatever, dude.
Bro. Lust, gluttony, anger, and.
See?
Envy and sloth.
Envy, see? Sloth?
Bro,
yeah,
I'm the
that's the seven deadly sins.
We're all at the
me,
fucking bottom.
No,
Dante is fucking stupid.
I just Googled it. What
look
are you
up
talking
the seven
about?
Deadly sins.
That's what I did.
Okay, so look up the seven circles of hell now.
To do that.
Or seven levels.
Okay.
I just know they're slightly different.
About that.
They're somewhat the same, but they're slightly, like, some of them are different.
I'm about to eat some more wings.
I could be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm
it's
right.
It's fine. It's fine.
The
no, okay, so.
The Wingstop was fucking delicious.
The Wingstop was great, dog.
It was fucking. We had that Korean barbecue.
There's eight circles of hell. The first is limbo.
There you go.
You
oh,
are,
that doesn't count. That means right before you go into hell.
Right,
that
so
sounds
you are right
anything.
That. Well, you are right
fuck
that.
No.
They're tied in. So yeah, it's lust, gluttony, greed, anger, heresy,
yeah.
Violence, and fraud.
Fraud.
Is the lower you go, the worse?
Yes.
Is fraud the worst?
Because you're betraying what you believe in. Like if it's basically like a traitor to your country or your religion or things like that.
Right,
if you're
right,
a traitor
right,
to what you believe in or what you follow.
Let me ask you this question.
Like a hypocrite, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this question. So if, like, say you have a friend, what would you think is the most valuable trait?
Of a
honesty,
friend?
Yeah, of
loyalty,
a friend.
Loyalty.
Honesty, I think, is mine.
Honesty, yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Because
if they're not honest, you don't know them
yeah.
at all.
Yeah. It's honesty, for sure. Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
Because loyalty ties into that. If I mean, if
you're... Oh, you can be loyal, but you can not be honest.
I guess, but then what's the point of the loyalty if they're not honest with
you? I mean, you...
Somebody just sticks by you so they can lie to you? It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Usually for personal gain.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess honesty would be that. Would have to be it.
That's it for me as well. Okay, moving on.
What's a trait about somebody that immediately makes them your enemy?
That dishonest.
Really? That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. If I catch you in some lies or some dumb shit, I'm done.
Disrespect.
Yeah. Disrespect.
But I mean, that kind of plays in.
Because I don't even care if you lie as long as you're not fucking, like, fucking with me. You can lie about whatever the fuck you want. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're surgery. I mean, it's all about character, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could not care, but you're also going to back your mind and be like, all right, I know how this motherfucker.
Yeah, mine's disrespect because it ties into everything. Whether it's your property or, like, a girlfriend or boyfriend or fucking your, like, the things that you're doing if they disrespect how you live your life and things like that. That,
well,
that
if
just
you catch me on
up.
A bad day and you sneeze in the same room as me, I'm done with you. I don't care.
Mustache.
Mercy.
The mustache makes sense. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
People with mustaches don't like people that much.
I bet your mustache is dirty as shit.
Oh yeah.
It probably smells like fucking.
He gotta go to the bathroom.
Death.
It smells like your dogs and whiskey. That's what I'm assuming your mustache.
You know, black people say that white people can smell like dogs sometimes when we're wet.
Everybody smells like dog when they're wet.
No, ask a black person. They'll tell you. They will tell you.
I don't know about this,
Darren, let's just not say anything and let him sit in this.
Yeah, I think
that's
the correct move.
Go ahead.
That's the correct
move. There's nothing wrong.
I've never heard that
I'm
before.
Serious.
I've
been around a lot of every race, and I've never heard that.
Ask, they'll laugh. Watch.
Okay, I believe you. I think it's funny.
I'm not going to ask. No, I'm not doing that.
Hey, you, random black person.
I smell like dog when I'm wet?
Do I smell like dog when I'm wet, do you think? Because I'm white?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not playing into that. I'm not playing into that shit.
Dude, how much money do you think you've given to White Claw since it's the company's existed?
I should probably have stock.
Holy shit, dude!
It's not bad. Like
at first,
I was like, bitch, white girl drink.
What? No, fuck that. It's more alcohol than any beers that the so-called men drink.
Right, but like, basically the like. Thing is like
wow
come
just
on, dude.
just on social media fucking around while we're talking Darren is what I have to deal with on a weekly basis is what I deal with
see y'all oh come on dude get your vape out
god
here.
Damn dude strike two Chase
it's fine I'm not upset about
you guys done
yeah I'm done with you
what was I saying
huh. Who knows? I just remember some dude's voice on the Chase's phone.
Yeah, I was talking about alcohol and that Basically, if it tastes good, mm-hmm. it's like viewed as like bitchy or like girly.
Which is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
it's a Neanderthal point of view.
Yeah.
To be like, you're a bitch because you drink something that doesn't taste like piss.
Like, I like wine coolers and shit, right? Like the fruity, sweet shit. Yeah. But if I drink like 7 of them, my stomach hurts because it's all that sweet.
Yeah, and then you get a hangover real bad because it dehydrates you more with the sugar. Yeah. That's why I like these because it's not real sugary, and they don't fucking taste terrible.
They just make you burpy like you're drinking sodas.
I mean, yeah, I'm about to say anything that's carbonated like that fuck you up. Yeah. The only thing that sucks is you can't fucking chug them. You can, but it hurts a little bit. It's a little spicy, dog.
Hurts a lot.
Well, yeah. See what I mean? Dude, my audience appreciates it, dog.
I hope they do. I don't.
Fuck you, dog. I'll get you too, bro. I made Chase spit up like 50 times.
Hey, whoever's listening, please don't take this abuse, okay?
Dude, take it. They're gonna take it and they're gonna enjoy it.
I say stuff all the time. I just.
You got to be a little bit of a masochist.
That's why I'm podcast. Yeah. I'm here. That's why I'm here.
To calm things down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that touch of boring in the podcast really helps out the audience.
Oh, come on. We all love Chase.
You see how many times I've talked shit to him and how many times he's talked shit to him. I'm used to it.
Yeah, you're nothing but love. And we love that about you, Chase.
You know, that's what he does.
There you go, man. That's what I do. It's my love language.
Should I be saying smoke? Is that? Do you want to be referred to as smoke or doesn't matter? Or should I call you?
It doesn't matter to me.
Whatever
makes you happy.
If I give you your whole title, is it Smoke Before or After?
Chase Smoke Turbit is his full title.
Turbit is your last name?
Turbit. Yeah, you fuck. Get it right.
No, I didn't hear you correctly.
Don't hurt me, dog.
Can we not put my last name out there on the
Turbit? Turbitt.
It's on the damn.
It is on the Instagram, too.
I thought you took that down, remember?
Took what down? On the Instagram, yeah, but on the podcast, it says by Brian Watson and Chase Turbit.
It's already out there, dog.
Come on, dog.
It's all good.
Yo, I was swimming or whatever with my girl's family, and they were all asking about this podcast, like, because Rennie mentioned it.
Yeah.
And literally all six of them at the same time was like, I want to listen to it and everything. So I got, bro, like, I got like 6 or 7 new listeners, dog. Marketing. Free marketing. That's me, dog. Get on it. Do your fucking job. You too, Darren.
I told a friend today, and he listened to it.
Good stuff. Thank you.
I hope.
I got a girl at the gas station listening.
Oh, yeah. You told us about that.
Yeah. So if you're listening, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, girl?
What's up, Texaco?
What's up, homie?
Come on. She's got a name, dude.
Well, so disrespectful, Chase.
I've never asked her name.
Why not?
But you told her about a podcast.
You love talking about yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
Not at all. No.
It's the narcissist coming out, bro.
I go in there every single day, both for work and afterwards. And it was yesterday when we were supposed to do the fucking podcast.
Right.
And she was like, why are you always so energetic in the morning when you're so tired now? I was like, because I worked all day. And I was like, now I gotta go do a podcast. She's like, oh, yeah. You got a podcast. And that came up that way.
Yeah.
I now just walk up to people like, hey.
And she was like, my name's da da da. And you're like, fuck you.
It's not even that popular. That would be stupid if I was like, hey, I do a podcast. And they check it out.
I'll just walk up and be like, hey, I do a podcast. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, that's like vegans. They're like, hey, I'm a vegan.
Hey, I do a podcast. It is cool saying that you do a podcast, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you were vegan, I'd be like, fuck.
It's absolutely not cool to just be like, I'm a vegan. No one gives a fuck, dude. You're making a bad decision. It's not my problem.
No, it's fine if you want to be vegan.
Oh, it's okay to be vegan.
Do you want to know my opinion? I think anybody should do anything they want to do to make themselves happy. Just
for sure.
Don't make me unhappy process.
Well, just don't, you know, like, when you're in a group setting and you're all eating food, being the vegan, you are immediately being in, like, inconvenience.
Right. Absolutely, yeah.
And understand that and work around it.
Yeah.
And,
so when you have something that is a handicap for other people, like, if I was vegan and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to go out of my way to like fuck everybody else's day up.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm a vegan. We can't eat there. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up and don't eat. Like earlier when y'all were like, I said I didn't want to eat bread.
It's not don't eat. It's like.
Don't eat that. I mean, like don't eat what they're eating.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking talk about it.
Yeah. If you're that like concerned about what you're consuming, bring food. If you know people are going to be eating at this event, bring food. Yeah. Have something ready. Or
be considerate.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like if I know someone is like vegan or vegetarian or something, like I'll try to have something for them.
Right.
If I'm aware of it.
I'm change what I'm eating though.
They do know that plants are technically alive.
Yeah, you're still killing something that's alive. It just can't make noise, so you don't feel as bad. Psycho. You think plants can feel pain? I don't think so, huh? They don't have any fucking receptors, huh?
I honestly think that, like, the whole vegetarian argument where it's like, I don't want to kill animals. Like, they're going to die anyways, right?
Correct.
Like, the meat's going to keep being produced.
Yeah.
The better argument for me would be just like, I don't like the taste of meat. And I'd be like, you know what? I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's understandable. But if you're like, I don't eat meat because they're cruel to animals.
Yeah.
Not all animals.
Yeah,
that's only the things that people make documentaries about or whatever.
Yeah,
those locations, sure, they're pieces of shit. But there's a lot of places that are like perfectly humane. It's all good. It's all good, dog.
I don't even give a shit about if it's humane or not. Honestly,
I give a shit if they're like torturing the animal and shit. I've seen places very, very.
How can you be such a chill dude and then say that you don't care if it's humane? So you would want an animal to go through torture?
It's not that. I literally
don't
even...
You want to taste the fear?
I don't even want to put brain effort to the places that are doing it. Like, I'm not going to make an effort to change it, so, like, why care?
Right. I get that. I try not to worry about things that I can't change. I'm not rich enough or important enough to change that shit.
Well, it's not even that I can't make a difference. It's that
you can't,
I'm not going to put the effort in.
You can't, though.
I mean...
Yeah, you're not important. You're fucking...
You're right.
You're fucking worthless.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right about that. But no.
Don't take his abuse.
You know, is this what you deal with every day?
Every day, dog, they have to deal with me. My audience appreciates it, too.
That's what he thinks. We allow him to think.
They do, dog. They tell me all the time, they're like, dude, it's a good thing you're there because that Chase dude. That's what they do. They go... Every time. I don't know why. It's just a universal language, I guess, where Chase sucks ass.
That's the sound for being cool.
Don't both of y'all rub y'all's White Claw cans like that at the same time. It's a little disturbing.
All I'm saying, man, I'm not a big fan of it. Is like you're trying to create a divide.
That guy deflects.
I deflect hard.
Oh, I know. I actually know that. I know that for a fact.
For a fact. I'm real good at it.
Yeah.
I do whatever I want.
It's funny.
This is like if Captain America's shield was a person,
because I'm indestructible and beautiful.
He and he's so confident. He finishes your sentence.
I know him better than you do.
Is it awful that I don't really get?
I don't
the
even
reference?
Use punctuation.
Hmm? Huh? Well, the Captain America shield.
Like I don't like I know it's a shield.
Right,
I understand
right.
what a shield
yeah,
is,
I mean,
but
it's,
I don't
it's
know.
It's made of strong
no,
metal. It's just like it's a shield that
there's
blocks
no
everything.
There's no deeper meaning to that.
You can't
at
break
all
it.
No, there's
pretty
no
much
like,
it.
Deeper meaning to that.
It's
I'm
not like
saying,
it's not like a spiritual meaning or some shit.
I picked a protective object.
Yeah, because it's deflecting. Get it,
yeah.
Darren.
Sure do. Nerds.
Get it, Mr. Hunter.
Nerds.
Moving on.
Yeah, what a fucking loser.
So there I was.
Balls deep.
In a hot squealing hog.
Knee deep in rice patties, looking for Charlie.
Charlie's
balls. There I was, balls deep in a squealing hog, is a fucking Cards Against Humanity card.
Yes, it is.
You want to know something? You want to do something really funny?
No.
Nah.
Wait until someone walks into a fucking room, like, and at the last second, just be like,
kill yourself.
So
I can't. That's I'm, solid.
That's a good. That's a good
solid.
Trick. Hey, it gets them every time.
Yeah.
Never mind. Moving on.
No, let's hear
every,
it.
No, it's every fucking time.
Mr. Smoke
every
Time,
bro.
Mr. Smoke
time.
Turban.
No, I'm no longer.
Turban.
No.
Stop saying turban, bro.
I did it on purpose. I know it's fucking turbot.
We're gonna start doing these podcasts sober because he's boring as fuck.
Though. Sober, dog.
Yeah.
What, when I'm sober, I'm boring?
Yeah, he's boring as fuck.
I am a little boring.
Sober.
I get too lazy and tired.
Boring. He's boring as fuck.
See, this is you reaching out because I'm still entertaining when I'm sober. You know that, dude.
Dude,
think I'm boring is because I win everything when I'm sober. And that's why you don't like me when I'm sober, dude. You want me drunk so I can fuck up chess or like Madden or some shit.
Maybe.
You give me your hat.
I'll be in some
negative. I'm not getting this hat.
I wore it the other day. I actually kind of like it. The Tiger Daddy one I have is pretty good, too.
Me and my...
Are you
me,
a part of the fair and rodeo? Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're
you
good.
You and your daughter?
Good. We have the same hat. My daughter's show, FFA, animals and stuff, yeah. So.
Fuck yeah, dude. I was never a part of that. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't either.
They like it. It's fun, man. We do.
What do you do in the FFA?
So they raise different livestock: pig, goats, steers.
How the fuck do they manage that? Kids do that? What are you talking about?
They have help.
Okay.
They definitely have help.
Do they just have people doing it and they take credit?
It seems like that's basically seems that that's what happens.
I know those fuckers
are made. No, they're made to like they feed every day. You have to clean out the pens every day. There's meds that are involved. Like
I did the same thing when I was taking care of Darren's mother. It was the same thing. It felt like I was in FFA, pretty much. I had to show her off, but
my
I got last
mother?
Place because she is...
You talking about my mother
right
now?
She was like a hammerhead shark.
Is that what we're doing right now? Talking about my mother?
I was talking to Chase, bro. I'm sorry.
I know you're talking to
him.
I know I'm talking to
him. What are you saying, dog?
Are we talking about my mother right now?
No, dude. I'm not even talking about that.
That's what I thought. Okay, moving on.
Mother looks like a hammerhead shark.
And then he tried to deflect to my mom. My mom is his height, and then...
Bro, hold on. I need to...
With that gun that she keeps on the fucking coffee shelf, okay?
What kind of gun is it?
Are you saying
who
her
knows?
Eyes are far
apart?
Okay. It's like, what the fuck are you trying to say, dude?
Like, that shit's funny.
Oh, that's so fucked up, dude. It's so rude because, like...
I had to get one of them pit bull leashes with the spikes on the inside so she didn't jump around too much. She gets fidgety.
My mom's the nicest person in the world.
You gonna make him talk? You gonna let him talk about tu madre like
dude,
that,
I love dude. His mom, dude. She's so nice.
You wish you knew my mother.
Dude. I did. Oh, I do, dude.
Let's not go there.
Then I wouldn't
man.
Feel so bad about sleeping with you. Yeah, my cuddle buddy.
What's your favorite movie, dude?
I told you. Mine from a comedic standpoint is Ace Ventura because I love comedy
right,
movies.
You did say that.
Yeah.
I'm a dumb bitch.
Sorry. Horror-wise, because I saw you said you were a horror
yeah,
buff.
Yeah,
what's your
yeah.
favorite horror movie? Because that's a big
1408.
Deal.
1408.
Oh, that's a horror. I didn't know it was a
yeah,
horror movie. I'm sorry.
Horror.
I've never seen it.
It's a thriller slash.
Thriller. See, that's
yeah.
weak. I'm talking about horror, not thriller. Is it a horror movie?
To me,
it can be either.
To me, horror is like anything that instills the fear and like
absolutely.
That instills thrillers instill fear with you?
I mean, it's what the movie did. It's that sense of dread and like that awful feeling. You
yeah,
know?
Like I said, I've never seen it, so I mean, I believe you. I just don't know. It's a legitimate
movie.
Question.
I wouldn't just call it. It's not. I wouldn't really call it a thriller, like by any means.
It's more of a horror.
Yeah, it's not.
I would say
Seven's more of a thriller.
Seven's a thriller.
Yeah. I think of thriller like, you know, there's something
song.
Gonna get you.
Yeah.
You know. Oh yeah, y'all said some shitty thing about Michael Jackson in an episode. I heard that shit.
Something about fucking kids or something.
Yeah, that's not cool,
that.
Man.
It's not cool. Yeah, it's not cool to fuck kids. You're right.
Yeah, but he didn't do it. So yeah, let's nip
did
that
not?
In the bud right now. No,
did
he
not. Not?
No, he did not. Put some research into it. I promise you, you'll come to the same conclusion.
I don't care that much. I was just making a joke.
I care because he's a fucking super talented dude.
I didn't say he wasn't talented. That actually brings me to a good point because if Adolf Hitler had a fucking fire album, would you listen to it, dude?
Probably not.
I would, absolutely.
I would not.
I would absolutely.
Never.
I don't
fuck
listen.
Him as a person. He's a terrible piece of shit, but
I
listen to his.
I don't
listen.
Listen
to good music.
I would not read his book. I would. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
I don't stream.
That's different. Books are different to me.
I don't stream R. Kelly's shit either anymore.
I don't even like R. Kelly, even when he wasn't. Like,
I used to. I used to believe I could fly, and he took my wings away.
Oh, he did sing that fucking song, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I lied then, because that song's fire. But like I said, I appreciate the song. It's an art form. It's a piece of that person's mind that I enjoy, but that's 0.01% of that person's mind. That's why...
Is that empty?
Almost.
Chug,
why
chug,
you poke
chug,
him like
chug.
That?
It was a tap. It wasn't a poke.
What the fuck is this? Y'all heard that shit. That motherfucker spit White Claw all over me, bro. How'd it get on this
fuck?
Part of the screen, dog? How'd it...
Oh, yeah, God,
damn, dog.
Dude.
Jesus.
God,
what the hell
that?
Happened? I didn't fucking poke
damn.
You. I tapped you.
Y'all need to quit, man.
It's because I brought it up.
Fuck?
I said, why you poke him like that? He caught him off guard.
Ridiculous, man.
Like a little fucking kid. Hey, Chase. He tapped his shoulder and shit.
I want to make sure he knows I'm talking to him,
y'all
dude.
Know,
oh, yeah, he wouldn't know that by the name.
I laugh easy, bro. I laugh.
Are we cleaning this up? Are we just rolling?
We're letting it chill, dog. Let it soak into the wood. Give us some seasoning.
What was getting to?
Give us some flavor, dog.
Brian made you fucking spew chunks. I remember what we were talking about. Okay, rock, paper, scissors. Who gets the next White Claw? Okay, ready?
All right, ready?
On shoot.
Shit. It's two out of three.
We're just doing one. We're not trying to.
So you don't have faith in the... You don't have faith in your skill.
No, we don't know. We're just not...
It's very much just like up to the gods on this one. Might as well just flip a coin, you know?
No, I'm saying as a listener, us playing fucking rock.
Oh, dude, play all three. No, my audience knows what's up, dude.
Listen, and
bro,
from our next sponsors, BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp,
you can get a therapist as you text.
You a narcissistic all piece of shit.
Let's do it.
Use BetterHelp.
Two out of three. One, two, three. Shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The fuck is that?
Dude, use your mouth.
One, two, three, shoot.
Oh, my easy. God. Oh.
Okay.
Who says 1, 2, 3? I'm so fucking mad.
Oh, he got me, dude. He got nice. Me. Okay,
both
I'll
of
get
them?
Him.
He got two wins?
Yeah. That's well, tough. It was like, yeah, two wins. We
hey, but also, one. Everybody's pissed because y'all said 1, 2, 3, shoot. Like fucking robots.
One, two,
it's
three,
rock, paper, scissors. Y'all went, 1, 2, 3, shoot. So it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot, bro.
It's
who says 1, 2, 3?
Same thing.
Oh, it's not even.
This
close.
Is bugging. I have to.
That's like doing the
wait,
thumb.
If you're getting up, you get us a white glass. Even if you want.
Rock, paper, scissors was pointless. That's true. It makes sense. That's like doing thumb war and not saying 1, 2, 3, 4. I deserve a thumb war.
I deserve a thumb war?
Oh, I declare.
Declare.
My bad.
Ooh,
I'm
boy.
So dumb, dude.
Boy.
I'm autistic.
You know the,
bro.
You know the next thing? It's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
I declare a thumb war 5, 6, 7, 8. Try to keep your thumb straight.
No, I use his hand to masturbate.
Oh.
Yeah, you know no, I know. It was dumb.
Yeah, it was real dumb.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
okay.
Everyone. I'm
it's
sorry,
okay.
Everyone.
I have Tourette's.
Sorry, one for that.
I have Tourette's. Bad jokes come out every once in a while, okay? Dude, just so much White Claw spit everywhere. Shit's fucking funny, dude.
Dude, don't even put my business out there.
Well, at least he finished his drink.
He did?
I think so. Wait,
I'm
is that it?
Dog.
Mm. Oh, that's empty, dude.
How long do you think we've been talking?
Like 20,
30? Oh, wow. Well, how much? What'd you think, Chase?
57 minutes.
It's 57 minutes and 20 seconds.
Nice.
Damn,
dog. We pretty much goddamn done with the episode.
We're getting good.
See, this shit wasn't hard,
dude. We gotta cut out like half of that.
Fuck no, absolutely not. We don't edit, dog. We don't edit. This is raw quality content. You know that from the other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
We had to delete a whole episode.
I would agree with the raw part. Raw.
Raw.
Just
what do you think? What do you think? How was your experience?
How was your first podcast guest experience?
It was good.
Who's your favorite?
You don't have
y'all
to.
Y'all have to win.
It's okay. You can lie
to
him.
You know
say
saying?
Less. What's up?
What?
We're going straight up or two
for
out of three?
What?
Rock, paper,
don't
scissors,
worry about
dude.
It.
Come on. Get it.
What are we doing here?
No, I didn't know what the fuck we're
rock, paper,
dude,
scissors.
Don't
dude,
worry
get
about it.
It.
What? Are we doing a shoot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not saying 1, 2, 3 like
weirdos. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah, we're doing like real people.
You call it however you want to, big boy.
Okay, we're doing on shoot, best two out of three.
Dude, he's throwing rock all
yes.
day.
I'm throwing rock, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I knew it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Got your ass. That's one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Got his ass.
I'm nasty, dog. It's so nasty.
Flawless victory, dog.
Was it flawless?
It was flawless because I didn't lose one.
Yeah, but you tied at least. Flawless victory would be you didn't even. There was no. It's
a
win-win. Win-win.
Yeah. Have you never
I mean, I guess yeah,
Mortal
yeah.
Mortal Kombat at all?
Yeah, but you can't tie in Mortal Kombat, can you? Can
yes,
you?
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Flawless.
No, you can't.
If you just don't hit
touched.
Each other.
Yeah, but
and
when
then
has that ever
out?
Happened in Mortal Kombat history?
Maybe if you're good, maybe you would
nope.
know. But
nope.
Okay,
nope.
Well,
oh, fuck you, Mortal Kombat, dog.
No, you would not,
do
bro.
Do you like Mortal Kombat or Injustice better?
There's smoke coming to you.
Injustice
was
pretty
enjoyed.
Good.
Mm.
Injustice was pretty
the
good.
Episode.
Didn't play it.
Really?
Bullshit.
I played old Mortal Kombat.
The shit talking.
Maybe you wouldn't know. I'm just a little
he's just
old
saying shit.
I'm going to miss you guys until we talk next time. Hope you guys.
Oh, I mean, I'm just...
No, we have enjoyed you.
You can come back. You can come
next
episode.
Come back
anytime.
You and that mustache.
It's always good, bro. Your mustache is always welcome.
Fucking,
and you can be a plus one.
Plus one.
No.
I can
your
bring
mustache.
A plus one.
No, your mustache is welcome, and
that
you're a plus one.
That is the persona I've taken.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's honestly kind of a bummer, but I like it. But I don't.
It's not
I
over,
like
dude.
The
fuck
look.
You can shave your mustache tomorrow. I wouldn't give a fuck.
You would hate me.
No, I wouldn't.
I would hate me.
That's
and
cool.
You would hate that.
No,
about me.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I would lift you up, dog. I would lift you up, and it'd be no problem. I would definitely make fun of you, But
that's not lifting somebody up.
See, you don't let me finish, dog. I would make fun of you, and you would know I'm not really serious, and then you'd understand by the way I treat you, no, that I'm still lifting.
Because I would not understand that you're joking, because I'm in such a state about myself,
right,
that any sort of negative comment, I would immediately take that to heart.
Okay, well, now I know. So yeah, you can shave it off, and now I won't make fun of you that Thank much. You. See how I got you while you were thanking me, dog? That hurts a little bit, huh?
No, I just... I'm just not gonna shave my mustache.
He's almost a Satanist a little bit.
Like, Satanist or a sadist?
Same.
No, it's same not, dude. Shit. No, it's not.
Dude, I had an aunt.
That's crazy.
I had an aunt. I have an aunt, and when I told, I was coming out like as an atheist for my family, you know, because they would ask me, and I'd be like, I don't want to play this song and dance. I don't want to act like I'm this or that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I told her I was an atheist, and she's like, that's devil worship. And I'm like, well, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
So dumb.
You're
dumb. So like, dumb to think that.
Like, God, you just need to go read a book, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Being a child and like thinking that everyone's so much smarter than you, and then growing up and realizing that everybody's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I was like 17 and I was smarter than most of the adults in my fucking family.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I distinctly remember the sudden realization where it's like, people I looked up to as like, this is adulthood and being like responsible, and like, well, they're not that at all.
Not at all.
You know,
they're usually hypocrites, and they're pretty irresponsible.
Yeah,
compared
to
what you think.
It was like a real like shake.
Well, that's
of
just
my
the moment you realize everybody's a fucking human being. You
know? Yeah, everybody's a human, dog.
Yeah, well, I'm empathetic, so I put myself in their shoes. I wasn't negatively towards
judgment
them.
It's a good realization, because you're not like, you're less insecure like, about how you think
when
you're like, oh, everybody's like that.
When like, when you realize like the people you look up to, especially like, you're like, you realize they're human, like people you saw as superheroes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. When I was able to understand how like what flaws my mother and my father had.
Yeah.
It's a very eye opening.
But at
experience
the same time,
like,
it can make you respect them, because you do realize they're human, and they probably went through.
And how people
shit,
deal with
know,
obstacles and flaws in their life is a big part of their character. So knowing somebody's flaws is essential when it comes to respecting that person. So in a way, it makes you respect them more, but at the same time, it helps with your character.
It's a double-edged sword, right? So
for sure.
If like you know that person and you know their struggle, and then you see them, you get to that realization, and you're like, wow, you know, what if they were just fuck-ups that whole time?
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's true.
Like, and as a kid, you don't know, but, you know.
Dude, I love... My parents are so fucking by the book and so perfect with everything nowadays, and they have been basically my whole life.
Right.
And I love hearing fucking stories from their, you know, teenage years and just doing crazy stuff. And or anytime I can hear a story from because I get to see a different side of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's cool to have your parents open up to you.
It makes you feel a little closer to them, you know, because you...
For sure.
But I'm sure that everybody always feels like a little bit more of a fuck up to themselves than... We're all... Basically, my point is we're all our own biggest critics.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's a fuck up to themselves. Nobody's satisfied with who they are. If you are, you're a narcissist. You know what I mean?
Right.
You should always strive to be happy with exactly what you are and exactly who you are, but you have to understand that everybody has flaws, and that includes you. Don't think you're perfect. You're not like me. You're not perfect, dog.
So we're going to end this episode with the...
did I heard Darren's eye roll? Oh, that was tough, man.
Well, listen, this in honor of you, sir,
and
we do name our episodes on the fly every time. This episode is going to be called Mustache Rides.
The mustache himself.
Mr. Stash.
I think mustache,
Sir Stash.
I think Mustache Rides fits better, but that's just...
Rides?
Mustache Rides.
I don't know, man.
What's rides? What is it?
Like the mustache
ride? Like you're getting a mustache ride?
I don't know what that is.
Or they're getting them...
Like you click on this fucking episode if you want a mustache ride.
Oh, like you sit on his face?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't get that part. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, I've never had a mustache. I've had a beard.
It doesn't matter if you have a mustache.
But you've never heard that reference?
I've never heard that reference.
You need,
I'm a youngin', dog.
Yeah, these kids
it's
don't
old
know
school
nowadays,
shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
It's old school shit, bro. Yeah, pound it to dying before me. Yeah, it's real good idea.
I don't know about that, dude.
Bro,
yeah.
Dude, I'm dying at 40. You're right. I'm dying at 40. Y'all are going to live long. It's all good. what I eat and how I act, dude, I'm fucking dead soon.
Who is y'all?
I'm on my last leg for real.
I'm already on a bonus life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm on my last leg for real. It's been a fucking hour and 5 minutes. This is a good episode. It has been good. Did you enjoy your time here, Darren? Yes or no?
Sure.
We'll take that as yes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not coming back.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's okay. We got our content out of him. We're
all right.
Smoking Whiskey fans, I appreciate y'all listening to episode fucking either 7 or 36. Who knows, you know? It's been a good ride. We'll see you for the next one. Darren, say goodbye to the people, dog. Because you might not be back. I don't know.
Later.
Oh, you took my... I gotta think of something else. Go ahead, Chase.
They already know what I always say. So I say peace.
I appreciate y'all.